Welcome back to Going Over, presented by Midwest Members Credit Union. Live from the Archview Flooring Studios with Roderick and Slo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Well, if you ever plan to motor west, Jack, take my way. It's the highway that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Welcome back in. We're at the Pump House in Wood River. Joe and Andy with you. Fred out today on Going Over, the old new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. Grove back at the Archview Flooring Studios. We have Grover's Corner coming up 15 minutes from now. Getting some Blues, World Baseball Classic probably as well, and maybe even some spring training. We'll talk a little spring training with our guest who is on the line right now from the PGA Tour. She is Taryn Schaefer. Taryn, what's going on?
Hi, Taryn.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for coming on, even though Fred's not here. I don't know if you heard, but Fred was feeling a little under the weather the other day, and during the entire show yesterday kept joking that, you know, he was WebMDing his symptoms, and, you know, that's a terrible idea almost all the time, and
yes.
He thought the entire show that he had Bell's palsy, and it turned out that, yes, in fact, he does have Bell's palsy and was not able to come on the show and talk today, so he's at home listening. So I don't know
Poor
if you've
guy.
Talked to him or not,
yes,
but yeah.
I did. I texted him. He told me, trying to make him feel better. I told him my cousin had that not too long ago, and everything is totally fine, so... I had never heard of that until she got it, but apparently it's a fairly common thing.
Yeah, so he's out today, but we appreciate you joining us. I think a bigger concern than Bell's palsy are the alligators down there in Bay Hill. I just saw the Smiley Kaufman video, and this after last week, the alligator story that was making the rounds too. It's just been gators everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, the alligator, are you talking about the alligator that Cody Gribble touched?
Yes, that yes. He slapped.
Yes, well, that actually happened on Thursday, and then Smiley's happened on Friday. So that it was funny because Cody Gribble tapped that gator in round one, and then that gator came back on Friday, and he was in that same spot, but instead... his face was turned around facing the fairway, so he was watching those golfers coming down the fairway. He wasn't going to let that happen to him again. And Smiley Kaufman came walking down the fairway, wasn't paying attention, I guess, and got pretty startled by that alligator. So we've had some fun with it. It's been a great tournament, not just because of the alligators, because that, I mean, that's hilarious, but it's also the Arnold Palmer Invitational, and it's the first one since his passing this past fall. And, you know, as sad as that sounds, it's been great. It's been such a celebration of his life, and there's been so many amazing tributes to Arnie this week. And actually today on Sunday, they're going to award the winner not just with a trophy, but with Arnie's signature red cardigan. So that's going to be really cool and really neat to see who takes home, you know, that first trophy without Mr. Palmer around. So it's been a special week for us on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, you saw Ricky Fowler's outfits that he had planned. He had the special Arnie shoes and the Arnie hat. And have there been any other high-profile tributes that have been exceptionally cool to Arnie this week at Bay Hill?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, pretty much all of the guys have an umbrella either on their clothing somewhere or on their bag somewhere. So kudos to not just them, but all of the companies, the clothing companies and the equipment companies that have really backed, you know, Bay Hill this week and the memories that we're trying to represent. So, you know, Ricky's is probably one of the cooler examples. Keegan Bradley, he is famously repped by Air Jordan, his shoes, and he had a crown. an AP on his Air Jordan, so that was really neat. But yeah, a lot of them, it's just mostly they have an umbrella either on their hat, on their shirt, on their bag. So it's really neat to see.
So Charlie Hoffman and Kevin Kaiser are tied for the lead. Either one of them have an advantage over the over one going into the final round today on Sunday?
You know, I don't know. Kevin looked really good yesterday. Charlie kind of just, you know, grinded it out a little bit on Saturday, but then ended his day on a very high note with a 70-footer on 18 for birdie to tie himself for the lead. So that can really help somebody out as far as momentum goes. You know, Kiz was riding high, and he thought he was, you know, coming into that clubhouse as a solo leader, and, you know, Charlie kind of took that momentum a little bit from him at the end of the day, and, you know, momentum is big in golf too, not just in other sports, so that could really help Charlie out. But we've got quite the logjam. There's a lot of, I think there's about six players within five strokes of the lead, and, you know, Rory McIlroy is there lurking, Ricky Fowler's there lurking, Justin Rose, so we've got some big names lurking behind him. So anything can happen today. I'm not saying that I don't think Kevin Kisner or Charlie Hoffman could pull this out, but I'm also thinking that somebody's gonna come from behind and possibly win this.
Sorry, I took a 50-50 chance on the pronunciation of his last name. I didn't get to watch yesterday, so I apologize.
That's all right.
Heading into Augusta, who do you like going to pick up the green jacket amongst the azaleas and the magnolia trees and the Eisenhower pine?
Taryn, I apologize. That's his Jim Nance impression that he thinks is spot on. I apologize.
It's not spot on. It's just, you know, I love Augusta. I love the Masters, I just enjoy it.
You did Augusta justice. I don't know if you did Jim Nance justice there, but you did Augusta.
It's just—it's really more of just an Augusta announcer impersonation. Thank you. I appreciate that, Taryn. It's very nice of you.
It's very exciting. Everybody loves Augusta. It's the first major of the year, and it also kind of signals that spring's here, warmer weather's coming. So it's all around just good vibes for everybody, right? And
exactly,
Augusta National just has a pristine, it's a tradition unlike any other, right?
It is.
But I think, you know, the favorite on everyone's list right now is Dustin Johnson. Nobody looks better than DJ right now. He's got it all together. Just won the WGC, the World Golf Championship, down in Mexico City. So he's going to be coming off of that and a stellar season, a win. He already has two wins on the PGA Tour this season,
right?
And he had a fantastic year last year. So he's definitely the favorite, and it's pretty hard for me to pick against him coming into Augusta. But I think we also have to look at a few European guys as well. As we saw last year, Danny Willett kind of surprised some people. The Englishman took home the green jacket. And there's a few other Europeans, you know, out there that you should keep your eye on. Thomas Peters, he's a Belgian. He's a young guy, up and coming, one of the hot names over in Europe right now. He's played in a couple of the World Golf Championships, so some people might have seen him a little bit on the PGA Tour. He's played in a few events, but doesn't have PGA Tour status yet. Terrell Hatton, he is currently T3 right now at Bay Hill. He is also a young up-and-comer, 25 years old. You're playing on the European Tour, play college golf over here in the United States. So those are two. If you wanna have some sleeper picks, those are two guys that I would keep an eye on as far as Europeans go. But yeah, Dustin Johnson, he's definitely going to be the top pick on everyone's list.
Taryn, I know you are in Orlando right now, but what's going on down in Guatemala?
Down in Guatemala, the PGA Tour Latino America, which is one of our sister tours, they are playing the Guatemala Stella Artois Open, and they are there at Fuego Maya Golf Course, which happens to be at the base of the Volcan de Fuego, which is the volcano of fire. And it has been, it's been going off a little bit. It's had some activity the past couple of days, which is totally normal. It's nothing completely big or, you know, overly explosive. But, yeah, it was really cool. You guys have to go check out the PGA Tour Latino America's Twitter and Instagram because they've got some footage of the volcano erupting, and it's really neat. It's very cool. It's not something you see every day. Can you imagine playing golf at the base of a volcano?
No. I'd be scared. I'm like, is this like Mount Vesuvius?
I'd be doing a lot of research before I decided to tee off there.
Yeah, what's going to happen here?
Right.
There's a whole town, you know, there's a whole town that, you know, it's basically been there since they say they've charted volcanic activity since the time of the Mayans. So those people in that culture, they know what they're doing there. And it's beautiful, though. It's gorgeous. It's like mountains. They're, I think they said they're 12,000 feet high, and it's beautiful, actually.
That's great.
Taryn, while you're down in Florida, have you been able to check out any spring training?
Yeah. I live in Jacksonville, which is about 4 hours from Jupiter, where the Cardinals train. But I've made my way down there twice so far this spring training, and I love spring training, especially Cardinals spring training in Jupiter, Florida. It is gorgeous there. It's fun. It's a great city. It's got a great Florida coastal vibe, and of course, spring training just has a good vibe in general. It's very chill, very laid back, very relaxed. And for me, anytime I can say hi to my former Cardinals colleagues, that's always good. Get a little dose at home. So yeah, it's been great. And these guys are kicking butt, aren't they? I feel like every day I look down at my phone, I get an alert and they won the game. I mean, they've been doing really well in spring training. I know that's not necessarily an indicator of what your season's record is going to be like, but heck, you'll take it, right?
Yeah. It's absolutely to the point now where you're just ready for real games.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I
Taryn,
was actually, I was talking to Randall Grichuk whenever I was down there last time, and that's exactly what he said. He's like, you know what, we love spring training. We love, you know, having the fans having a little bit more access to us. And he's like, I'm just ready to play some real games, you know. And this is good. That's what you want to hear from them.
Taryn, we're at the Pump House in Wood River. Aren't you down from this neck of the woods originally? Did you grow up down here?
I grew up in Waterloo, Illinois, actually.
Oh, okay. All right, so mm-hmm. I knew it was Illinois. I just didn't know if it was like Wood River or Edwardsville or okay, cool.
Yeah, a little bit south.
Vegas area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Taryn, we appreciate you jumping on with us. Enjoy the golf today, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Stay warm up there.
We'll try to. Thanks, Taryn. We'll see ya.
Taryn Schaefer, formerly of Fox Sports Midwest, now with the PGA. Covering Bay Hill this weekend, and she'll be in Augusta in a few weeks with the Masters. Appreciate her jumping on and joining us here on the show. We got Grover's Corner coming up on the other side. We'll find out what the latest in the world of sports right here on Going Over. It's the all-new 590 The Fan.